Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to The Smiley Notes. This is your host, Sharice Taylor, a.k.a. Reese Joy Smiley. And today we're going to talk about eliminating fear. And I heard this acronym about fear years and years and years ago. The first person I can remember saying it was Taffy Dollar. Creflo Dollar's wife, they're in ministry in the Atlanta, Georgia area. And she said that fear stood for false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. And that just sunk into my spirit, and I said, oh, I receive it. I receive it. False evidence appearing real. And, you know, because fear has played a part in my life, in the past, and it still creeps up from time to time. It's something that I think is a part of our human experience, and so we'll come across it, and we'll have to deal with it and deal through it. But when you realize that it's false, it's something false. It's something that you've conjured up, something that you perceive is going to go wrong. Not to say, now, fear can be a gift. And that's another thing that I've heard as far as, you know, protecting yourself when you're out and about and when you're going places, dealing with certain people or situations. Fear can protect, but a lot of times it can also paralyze. So it's up to your personal discernment. And hopefully if you're a person of faith, you can ask the Holy Spirit to say, hey, is this healthy fear? Or is this fear that is paralyzing me? Is it protecting me, or is it paralyzing me? And get that answer, get the insight as to how you should proceed. But I want to talk about when fear is paralyzing you, some of the things that you can do. And this will be very quick, but I want to share in 2015 here on the Smiley Notes, things that keep me happy, things that keep me with joy and a smile on my face. And I wanted to share some of those things. And one of those things is that I am a risk taker. I'm a risk taker. I believe in doing new things. There's a lot of things some people say, well, no, you're not a risk taker, Sharice, because you're a homebody and you do this and you do that. But I don't too much let fear keep me from doing much of anything, because I know that I am God's child, and I know that he is keeping me. His hand is upon me day and night. So I don't have, I don't think I have an unhealthy fear at all, too much of anything. There are certain things I don't want to do, certain things that I don't want to try, but those I consider to be healthy fears to protect me. But for the most part, I don't feel paralyzed by fear. And so I want to get into four steps that I recommend for eliminating fear, paralyzing fear from your life. And the first is to pray. The first step is to pray unto God, and just get in your quiet place. And for me, there's something about kneeling and looking up. And that's my prayer position, is kneeling in a humbleness, in an adoration unto the creator of the universe. And just, you know, just saying, God, I adore you. I adore you. I'm so grateful to you. Thank you, God, for my life today. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for this opportunity to connect and cultivate our relationship. Thank you, God. And you just start with, which I always say this in all of my broadcasts, is to start with the spirit of gratitude, just thanking God. And you'll find that in your body, inside your body, you'll start to change. You'll start to kind of feel yourself dancing around and things just flowing a little bit easier when you get into a spirit of gratitude. I double dog dare you to try it because it works for me. You know, people are always saying, how do you stay so upbeat? And, you know, don't you have any hardships, trials, and tribulations? And I do, honey. I do. But, you know, these are some of my tips, not only for fear, but for living a joyous life. And I'll be sharing more, again, with the Smiley Notes this year about some of the practices and things that I do. But number one, you're going to find prayer in a lot of this. That will probably make its way into most of the Smiley Notes tips, tools, and techniques because it is so essential. And so first you want to pray and start with a heart of gratitude and just go on, you know, till your heart is content. And God loves to hear that. He loves to hear you praising him, thanking him for all of the things that are going well in your life, all of the things that you're mindful of that you have. And then with gratitude, and this is not an episode on gratitude, but it's starting to turn into one, but you start to say, wow, I kind of have it good. You know, I'm doing well. And it shifts your mindset. And I'm telling you, it will change your body. It will change the neurons in your brain, your cells, everything. Everything will just start to spark. It really will. But that's number one, pray. And then if you know the thing that you're afraid of or that has you worried or anxious or tight or tense, you can go ahead and after you have your gratitude, say, God, woo, I do not know how I'm going to get through this. Or you can say, God, I am fearful about do, X, Y, Z. And just lay it out on the line. Just get it out. Purge. Just get it all out. Get it all out. So, again, step number one. After saying all that, eliminating fear is to pray. And I need to hurry because I'm on a limited time here. So, number two, refresh your mind with scripture. Refresh your mind with scripture. So after you pray, or you can do this before you pray, get out some scripture that will just push those thoughts out. Psalm 23:4, it says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. Psalm 23:4. Psalm 27:1. This has got to be in my top 10 for Psalms. The whole book is awesome, but Psalms 27:1 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defense of my life. Who shall I dread? Hello, somebody. Come on. Now, you say that 10 times and tell me you don't feel better and feel more courage and more tenacity. Psalm 27:1. I'm going to read that one again. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defense of my life. Whom shall I dread? Come on, somebody ought to shout on that one. Psalm 118:6, the Lord is for me. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Hello. Psalm 118:6. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline. Woo! I'm going to say that one again. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline. Woo-hoo-hoo. Receive it. Receive it. And number three, use your imagination. Come on. Use your imagination. See yourself as the victor. See yourself releasing the tension, releasing the anxiety. Just see it kind of pouring out of you. Or just imagine your angels, because we all have ministering angels with us daily. They're just taking it out. They're just placing their hands and their wings around you, and they're just kind of patting all of that anxiety, stress, and fear. They're just patting it out of you, gently just pushing it out. And so use your imagination and the power of your visual mind to see those things leaving, your anxiety, tension, problems. See the bank account full with money. See a bunch of zeros behind, instead of zeros, see a bunch of zeros behind that number. Start to visualize. There's power in that, you all. There's power in that. You've got to see it. You've got to see it and think it and believe it. And then your life, your actions will start to support it. And number four, last but not least, get out of your comfort zone. A lot of times the fear, and I know this might not tie in as smoothly, but what I'm saying here with get out of your comfort zone is go get outside of the box. Think outside of the box. What are some ways, some solutions, some ways that you could bring solution to what the problem is or what the issue is? Think outside of the box. Come out of your comfort zone. Do something different. Go the back way. Cut a hole through the roof. Punch out a window. Find the way. Find yourself a way to get out. So I want to review this very quickly. Number one, eliminating fear, pray. Number two, refresh your mind with scripture. Three, use your imagination. And four, get out of your comfort zone. With that, my friends, I conclude this broadcast of the Smiley Notes. I look forward to sharing with you again very soon. And remember, until then, the best is yet to come, my friend. Take care. Bye-bye.